I posted this list. I guess you might have seen it. It's gone viral. But I posted this list on Facebook. It says, give yourself 1 point for each thing you haven't done. Mm-hmm. And there's 20 things on the list. And of course, not only did it like blow up on my Facebook page, but everyone has it on their Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. It's like it's the thing everyone's talking about right now. Because it's kind of interesting to see your friends and people you know and the stuff they have and haven't done, because it tells you like how deranged are they, how much of a wild child are they, or how totally boring are they.
Right, but you don't know which one they did. You just know their score.
Right, people are giving their number, but they're not saying right. What they did and didn't do. Yeah. So going through the list, number one, skipped school.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know anybody that hasn't skipped school.
Well, I hope my kids never did, but okay.
Okay, so we have both skipped school.
Yes.
Broken a bone.
I have not broken a bone.
You've never broken a bone. I forgot about that,
no,
right?
No, never broken a bone.
I had never broken a bone until I was with you and we had a car accident and I broke 2 ribs.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So I almost
so
got away with
So because of
that
me,
one.
Then you have to... yeah, it was all my fault. I forgot. I ran the green light.
All right, number three on the list, fired a gun.
Of course.
And yes, of course.
You have? Okay.
Yeah, I grew up playing with shotguns.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a fun toy when I was like 10.
Here, they took us, here, now go play.
Right, they took us shooting every summer when I was a kid, yeah. Done drugs.
Yes.
Yeah, I think a lot of people have at least tried it.
Right.
So there you go. Been in a limo.
Of course.
Everyone's been in a limo.
Mm-hmm.
Gotten a tattoo. You can't even say you haven't. I see your sleeve.
But you haven't. So
I have zero tattoos.
That's your point right there.
Yep. That's my final. Finally, I have a point on here.
Right.
Ridden a horse.
Yes.
Me too. Grew up riding horses. Sung karaoke. I live for karaoke.
I have never sung karaoke.
That's what I told my boyfriend. He's like, what is it on this list you think Anthony has not done? I said, I know he's never broken a bone, and I can never picture him singing karaoke.
No, never even gotten near a stage doing karaoke. You're not getting me up there.
Even in your record label days, you weren't hanging out with a band, and they forced you into a karaoke club?
No.
Number nine, gotten a ticket.
Of course. Gotten many tickets.
Oh, I've never gotten a ticket because I've never really driven a car. So there you go.
So you never gotten a ticket jaywalking or anything like that? Okay.
No. I live in New York City. Everyone jaywalks and nobody gets tickets for it. It's ridiculous.
Okay.
Been arrested?
No.
You've never been arrested?
I've never been arrested.
Impressive. I have not been arrested either.
Good.
So 1 through 10, let's tally up where we are right now.
Okay.
You've never broken a bone. That's 1 point.
Right.
You've never sung karaoke, and you've never been arrested. You're up to 3 points right now.
I'm 3 points, and you're at?
Let's see. I skipped school. I broke a bone. I fired a gun. I did drugs. I've been in a limo. I've ridden a horse. I've sung karaoke. Let's see. I've never been arrested, gotten a ticket,
so you got 3 points too.
Had a tattoo. So we're both at 3.
Yeah, we're tied.
So here's the last 10. Have you ever gone ziplining?
No, and I never will.
Same. Never have, never will.
Yeah, no.
So that's 4 for both of us.
Yeah.
Been on TV?
Of course.
Been on a cruise?
Are we talking like a vacation cruise, like to the Bahamas, or are we talking a cruise around the lake?
No, like a vacation cruise, like where you had to sit there by a pool with other families and you ate on the Lido deck.
No, no.
And then a terrible band performed that night.
I'm going to say no. How about you?
Never been on a cruise. I've been on a boat like twice in my whole life.
Right.
Gotten a piercing.
Of course.
Yes, we're both very pierced.
Yeah.
Smoked.
Of course.
It doesn't say what, but I did try cigarettes when I was a kid.
And I smoked for many years, so.
Right.
We'll see.
Oh, I forgot you were a smoker. And sometimes you get really angry and steam comes out of your ears like you're smoking.
That's left over from the cigarettes.
Right. That's what that is. Yeah. Met a celebrity. We both have. We've met many celebrities in our industry. Ever been skydiving?
No, and never will.
Same. Never have, never will.
Okay.
Had a one-night stand. I'm not even going to ask you because I know the answer is yes. And you know the answer is yes for me also.
Does it say this week?
Well, it's funny. It says had a one-night stand, not several one-night stands.
In one night. It's got to be harder. Just had a one-night stand. That's too easy.
Please, who hasn't?
Right.
Skinny dipped.
No, I have not. And
what?
We know
you've never been skinny dipping?
We've discussed this before. No, I've never been skinny dipping.
I find that so odd.
No, there's fish.
Not in pools.
Oh, well, no, I've never done that in a pool either.
Oh, God, I've jumped into so many bodies of water naked. I don't even know. Okay, if they ask how many times you've been in a bikini, I've been naked more than I've been in a bikini in water.
Yeah, I've never done it. So that's my one.
And last but not least, been drunk.
Of course.
Yeah, I don't know many people that have not been drunk.
All right.
So on this last one, gone ziplining, we both haven't. We've both been on TV. We've never been on cruises. Mm-hmm. Pierced, yes. Smoking, yes. Celebrity, yes. Skydiving, no. One night stand, skinny dipped. You know me, yes.
Yeah.
So this is, so this is why I have 6 and you have 7.
Right.
Oh, okay. I just thought that I thought you were a wilder child than I was.
No, see, you're a whore. That's why you have one less than me. You've skinny dipped.
Well, according to this list, I'm a gun-toting, limo-riding, horse-riding, karaoke-singing, celebrity effing...
One-night-standing.
One-night-stand drunk whore.
Whore. Drunk whore. Yeah, 6. Congratulations, you won.
Where's the real list? Like, ever finish a sleeve of Oreos?
A whole gallon of ice cream at one time. Have you done that?
No, not a whole... I can't eat a gallon. I've eaten a pint.
Have you had a whole box of cereal before?
No. Who can finish an entire box of cereal?
Well,
you have?
Probably. It's small box.
Like in a day?
Oh, yeah. No, you can wake up, you eat Fruity Pebbles, and then have Fruity Pebbles for lunch, and then have Fruity Pebbles for dinner. I've definitely done that.
I could say I have never eaten an entire box of cereal in a day. Never.
A whole sleeve of cookies you have.
Oh, yeah, please. I could do that. I did that while we were just sitting here just now.
And how about the Ben and Jerry's little pint?
Oh, yeah, I can finish. I mean, I don't normally finish one of those off. Usually I do half or like a couple of spoonfuls.
Mm-hmm.
But I have been depressed enough or like right after a really bad breakup that, yeah, those pints of Ben and Jerry's are not safe around me. You ever finish a whole pizza?
I don't think I've finished a whole pizza. I think I've bought a pizza and then had it for like 3 or 4 days. So I don't think I've done it all at one time. Mm-hmm. But there are places in New York where the size of one slice is almost the size of some small pizzas. And pizzas now at some restaurants are only about that big. So
yeah, they're personal pizzas. I'm talking about like a full, like when you order it from Domino's or your local pizza place and it shows up with like 8 slices.
Yeah, no, I couldn't do that.
What's your most, like 4 or 5 slices?
4. I'll do half of it. I'll just how I do pizza is I'll just go half plate, walk away.
Yeah, see, this is a better list. I like the food list better.
What we have and haven't eaten.
Yep. That's tomorrow.
Can you do a you won't do chicken nuggets. So I was going to say, no. Could you do a whole 20 count chicken nugget? Because that's the new thing now. All the kids are getting the whole 20-count chicken nugget. What do you want from McDonald's? 20 nuggets.
And they eat the whole thing? They eat all 20?
They'll eat the whole thing.
Wow.
And they'll want like a side of cheeseburger. Give me a 20-count and a side of cheeseburger and a large drink.
Yeah, my stomach's not big enough. I believe me, I've tried. It's not desire. Like, mm-hmm. I desire to eat that much. I just get to the point where I'm too full. And I'm one of those people that if I'm full, I stop. I know that's not a popular thing.
Mm-hmm.
People usually just keep on. I've said that to people before. They're like, why don't you keep eating? Well, I'm full. What? Why would that stop you?
Because you got to stop. If you don't stop when you're full, that's when you get on a TV show. That's when they're loading you in the back of an SUV to take you to see Dr. Whatever.
Right.
When you don't hear that little voice inside your head saying, stop now.
Stop eating, yeah.
Yeah, you have to listen to that little voice or you will be 600 pounds.